Welcome to Innovation Hub. I'm Kara Miller. Fred Rogers was a children's television star for almost 40 years, broadcasting Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood from Pittsburgh, where he had grown up. Hedda Sherapan knew Mr. Rogers before he was Mr. Rogers. She had graduated from college, and she was looking for a job at the local TV station before she headed off to grad school. She was told to talk to a guy named Fred Rogers.
When Fred graduated from Rollins College with a degree in music composition, he was originally going to the ministry. But he happened to see some children's television, and he said there was a lot of pies and faces and clown stuff and nonsense, and he said children deserve better.
Rogers told Sherapan that to really do children's TV right, she should get a degree in child development. She did, and she eagerly joined his great experiment.
I would sit there in the control room and watch him live out all those things that I was learning in the daytime about ritual, about transition, about helping children deal with their feelings, their fears. What do you do with the mad that you feel? What's the difference between reality and fantasy?
At the beginning, there was basically no staff, and she wasn't making a penny. But there were signs very early on that Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood would find a niche with American kids.
I think what made Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood so different is the time that Fred spent actually listening to children and trying to understand, what are they worried about? What do they think about? What helps them feel better?
So he started every show by sitting down with his audience, taking off his work clothes and shoes, and putting on one of dozens of sweaters his mother had knitted him.
One of the early programs, like 1970, Fred came into his television house and he sang the opening song and went to the closet and started putting on his sweater as he was singing. And he actually buttoned his sweater wrong. And he looked down, he said, did you ever do anything like that? He said, I thought I was doing that just right. And he fixed it up. And that's a wonderful moment of understanding what was different about Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. What Fred wanted to do was to give children really important life lessons, messages about the world.
The folksiness, the slowness, and the intricate land of make-believe marked a new sort of children's TV show. And it turned Fred Rogers into an icon. His company lives on. But you can see his legacy elsewhere, like in the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, which houses a few key artifacts. His sweaters, of course, and his puppets, King Friday the 13th and Queen Sarah Saturday.
For example, King Friday the 13th, Fred named him that because he wanted children to have a positive view about Friday the 13th, to counter all that negative stuff about bad luck on Friday the 13th. King Friday the 13th then would have a birthday every time it was a Friday the 13th. And we essentially celebrated that in the office as well.
But those artifacts are off to the side in the museum, out of the way, to create room for new projects, like a maker space, where kids can use cloth and wood and circuits and LED lights to build whatever they want. Bill Schlageter, the director of marketing at the Children's Museum, thinks Fred Rogers would be proud to see Pittsburgh vaulting kids into the future.
Since the demise of the steel industry, it has become very important for something to emerge from the ashes. It was devastating. And I arrived in Pittsburgh in 1988, and still then, Pittsburgh was reeling. I think the spirit of the city, that know-how, stick-to-itiveness, we can do it attitude, is part of the DNA. Some people like to pigeonhole it as just manufacturing. I think of it more as a spirit. And that spirit has, from that spirit, an amazing renaissance has occurred, I believe, in this city in a direction that nobody saw coming.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make podcast, Snappy New Day.